Welcome to the Feed Central Hay Matters podcast, your go-to source for all things hay-related in Australia. I'm your host, John Paul Driver. In today's episode, we're joined by Tim Ford, Managing Director and owner at Feed Central, and we're going to talk about something new and exciting today. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks, JP. Great to be here. Look forward to talking to you and sharing with you and sharing with our clients and listeners, something really, really exciting. Something that's very exciting to us, and I hope it is to the clients as well.
So what's the news?
The news is that on the 29th of January 2025, Feed Central is launching our new platform, which we're calling Local Ag.
What is Local Ag?
In simple terms, Local Ag, it's a safe and secure marketplace where buyers and sellers come online, see each other's products and can connect directly with each other and secure transactions, including payments online, using their smartphones, using their PCs, using their tablets, whichever way they like to do business.
And what categories trade on Local Ag?
Oh, obviously hay. So we've got approximately 200,000 tonnes of hay listed, fully inspected and feed tested on the Feed Central website now. So obviously we will take a fair proportion of those listings over to Local Ag with the client's consent, of course, but also grain, seed, fertiliser, livestock and farm machinery will be the main categories that we get started with on the 29th of January.
Tim, how long have you been working on this?
It's been a long time, JP. Part of me thinks that it's been 20-odd years ago, and it may not have been the right time because, you know, there's a few unique parts about Local where buyer and seller get to meet each other and talk to each other and that on Local. And that we'll unpack that as we go in the podcast. But when you and I were travelling around Australia, regional Australia, visiting clients and so forth, what was that, 18 months, 2 years ago?
18 months, yeah.
You know, we've been talking about that in the car a lot, and, you know, we're talking about how clients' businesses are changing and about how we'd seen a difference in the way clients' businesses were changing. We were seeing, you know, we met a lot of really young farmers that had been to university and they were coming home with, iPhones glued to their hands and, you know, all the GPS driverless technology that's either in the tractor or coming means that these clients have got more time to be on social media and more time to be on the phone, and then the desire to take some interest up and down the supply chain by clients. So all of those trends have been coming for a long time, and we've seen them coming for a long time. I think we started really getting serious about this in 2020, and we started devoting resources to it. As in all small business, you have some false starts. Either we probably go back to 17, 18, we had a concept, but the drought was so fierce and the hay trading business was so busy, we had no chance of pulling it off. And then you go into 2020 and, you know, we were spending a few hours a week on this. We're having really significant brainstorming sessions and strategic planning sessions probably back in 2020, talking about the changes that were coming and what we're experiencing in the industry. We had a major hiccup in 2022 with, our general manager, Kieran Maxwell, getting so unwell so fast, and that had a major jolt in the business and had major flow-on effects into different areas of the business. We sort of, during that period of time, prior to that, we were investing more and more resources into what we now call Local Ag. I think back then we were calling it the Jetstar Project, and we had all sorts of nicknames for it. We probably didn't have a brand name for it at that stage. So then Kieran got sick in 2022. You know, so life got in the way, business got in the way, and had all these distractions. So it's probably from around the time you were here. So the concept had been developed. There'd been a lot of strategic planning. You and I were travelling and talking intensively in the car about the changing net landscape of agriculture and how things were being done 18 months ago. And so from when you were here to now, we've got deadly serious about it. But there's been just years of strategic planning and SWOT analysis and discussions and beers and coffees and everything else around this idea for what seems to me to be like a decade. And that's one of the reasons why you know, it's taken a long time. There's been a lot of money put into it, or at least a lot of money for us in our budget. There's been a lot of money put into it. And like for, you know, to actually be ready to launch it on the 29th of January 2025 is pretty exciting, you know, and it'll be a great day when it finally gets launched, because it does feel like a 10-year project to me. It's certainly been a couple of years of pretty strong investment and huge amount of resources going into it.
So a couple of things then. What would you say to your team about the development of this product now? And what would you say that you learned along the way?
Let's start with the team. What would we say to the team? I think that the say to the team is that, you know, you've been on this journey for at least, a year and a half as we've been working towards local ag. We can say to the team that it's not going to be easy. There's going to be some trying moments. There's going to be, as we build up between now and launch on the 29th of January and post-launch, there's going to be some trying times where we know we'll be ready. We know that our team's capable of it, and there's going to be some trying moments, but I reckon we can have some fun along the way. And I think we're going to have lots and lots of fun as we go from, as we launch the new marketplace. And most importantly for the team, it builds a more sustainable business. Feed Central's been very invested in hay. And yeah, it builds a more diverse, more sustainable business for our team, and that's important for all of us.
Now, what would you say to your customers, your existing customers?
The customer base has been along the way at times profoundly invested in Feed Central. We've got many clients that we have done business with for over 20 years. There's many clients when you open their account and there'll be 21, 22 years of feed testing data in their account records. A lot of that time it's continuous business due to drought and seasonal fluctuations and growing conditions and all the rest of it. It's not always seasonal business, but you know, there's sort of a large and profound group of clients that have been really invested in Feed Central, and they've followed our journey and our development. And so first of all, you know, thank you for that. I mean, that's a really special spot that that we do find ourselves in from time to time when we're dealing with those clients. And the feedback along the way has always been really honest and occasionally blunt about what Feed Central needs to do to get better and how the system needs to get better. We've had a couple of cracks at, you know, we launched some pretty crappy code from time to time, and we've had some, the switchboard sort of lit up. But people haven't abandoned us largely, you know, like we've had some classic mistakes, but we've had some classic wins. And all the way along the way, there's just this group of clients that have just been there, and they just keep supporting us. They ring us up, they encourage us. And I think, you know, that's why largely we feel confident that local ag's going to be successful, and really just encourage. The key message to those clients is just stay on the journey with us. Like, we really appreciate it. There's going to be, you know, part of our business is going to go across the local ag platform. Local ag's going to be just a new way of doing business and it'll suit many. So, you know, bottom line is just, guys, thank you. And please stay on the journey with us. We really appreciate it.
Now, Tim, what does this mean for you personally?
I suppose for me, I sort of got a saying to myself that I've made so many mistakes along the way that, you know, almost feel as though you know what you're doing. You know, 22 years ago, you know, we were a startup, and it, you know, Feed Central's developed, you know, at times into quite a successful business. At times there's been some horror years and where everything's been on the line to keep going, like so many businesses in rural and regional Australia. You know, we've had the ups and downs and the seasonals and the fires and the floods and everything else. So, and we've put a lot of work into the tech space. We've put a lot of work into personal client relationships across the country, and that's, you know, largely been reciprocated incredibly generously by our clients. For me, it's bringing all of that, everything we've learnt to date, and putting it into a new platform and making the best of it. You know, the mission of Local Ag is to take the very best of Feed Central and to create a trusted and fair marketplace. Everything we've learned along the way is all wrapped up into this, and we're really invested in making it successful. And I think, you know, financially, you know, a lot of our clients listening to this, you know, talking business all the time, that, you know, we're talking to business people. Our clients are generally really serious business people, serious farmers. we need to diversify our business. Our, you know, Megan and I have got four kids that are certainly coming through the ranks and growing up, and a lot of our clients have seen the kids grow up, and that's a great experience to share with, you know, clients that become friends over time. And so what's important, we need to diversify the business. Financially, it's the right thing to do. The kids are really interested in the business, which creates a whole new opportunity, and they're interested in seeing it successful. They're certainly, you know, working in the business part-time and casual, in and out of uni and in and out of school and all of that. So, it's getting that, you know, taking local ag as a startup, as a family-friendly business, and keeping it family and keeping it wrapped around family and wrapped around, you know, local business and farming and rural Australia. You know, if we, you know, keep all of those principles there, where, you know, that's important to us, and we're going to have a successful business if we can do that and add value to our clients' businesses along the way.
As we have regular listeners to this, what should they expect to see in the coming weeks and months?
Local ag will be a significant change or upgrade to the way we do things. You know, it'd be interesting to sort of explain why, you know, some of the trends and so forth we're seeing. We'll do that in a couple of minutes with you, John Paul. Fundamentally, local ag will be a place where buyers and sellers will meet each other online, whereas Feed Central is a place where historically the seller has been anonymous, and that option will certainly exist through Feed Central going forward into the future. But it'll be a place for our clients and agribusinesses and so forth around the country to build their profile, a little bit similar to social media, but without all the junk of social media. So clients will be able to build their profile, meet each other online, chat and talk to each other online, form a relationship and do the deal. And in that process, a contract gets formed between the buyer and the seller. And then just by following the steps, there'll be prompts for payment, and the payment will transact through a secure escrow-based system. And when the payment is received, the seller will be notified and the products can be released. And it's all within a relatively simple chat format. And it's within a relatively simple process where the conversation starts, the contract gets formed, the payment happens, and the delivery happens. There's a lot less rules around it. Like Feed Central really developed through its quality assurance process. The quality assurance process will still exist, really formed with Feed Central as a traditional trader. And when you're a traditional trader and you have a principal responsibility for the product that you're transacting in, over a period of time, there's been lots of rules come into Feed Central, and that clients can do this and clients can do that. That'll all still exist through Feed Central. On the local ag platform, there'll be a lot less rules. It won't be necessary. It'll be preferred that the product is quality assured. It won't be essential for the product to be quality assured. And there won't be strict requirements about contracts being signed, because all of that will be confirmed on messaging and on chats. It'll be more relaxed, modern way of doing business on local ag, and that really suits the psyche of today's farmer, I think.
What are the trends that you're seeing in the marketplace that facilitated or encouraged the development of this system?
Yeah, when we toured, what was that, a year and a half, yep, 2 years ago? And every time I get out on the farm, and every time our team get out on the farm, you know, we're hearing about, you know, sheds being built. Our clients have got trucks. They've got drivers. They've got trucks. So I don't know they've got a fancy name for it. The Aussie farmer won't have a fancy name for it. A few of the corporates call it, you know, supply chain management and, you know, supply chain integration and multi-supply chain investment, and investing upstream and downstream and all that sort of stuff. But so many of our clients are just doing it. They're not giving it a fancy name, but they're essentially, you know, we're seeing that our clients are becoming a marketing company. They're becoming a storage and warehousing company on their own farm with the investment that have gone into sheds and silos. And we're seeing that they're becoming transport companies. You know, like, we've got a lot of clients that have got at least one truck. And, you know, a lot of our clients, there's two or three siblings in the business, and one of them will be in charge of haymaking, one of them will be in charge of harvest and planting the crop, and one of them will be in charge of the transport arm. And, you know, like, it's not the majority, but it's certainly happening. But, you know, the number one trend that we're seeing is that wanting to build profile and wanting to build direct connections with the end user. This system will allow them to do that. This system will allow them to build direct connections with the end user, to receive direct feedback from the end user, and to be able to do business directly with a quality assurance system, with a contract system, with a payment system, if they choose to operate that way. So we're seeing farmers wanting to develop their own brands. We're seeing farmers, they don't know that they're not calling it a branding strategy like we would in the corporate world, but you drive around, lots of clients have got their logo on their shirts, they've got high-vis safety shirts, or they've got their RB Sellers shirts, or their RM Williams shirts, and they've got their company brand on it, they've got their company brand on their vehicle, they've got a Facebook page, they've got a Twitter account, a lot of them have got a LinkedIn account, and so they're building their brands, and this is another opportunity for, local ag will be another opportunity for our clients to build their brand. And from a buyer's perspective, we're seeing buyers, many buyers that are building their brand because they're wanting staff to work for them. They're wanting growers to contact them directly. They've got environmental legislation they have to comply with, so they don't want neighbours complaining about environmental issues. So we are seeing our buyers, our end users, for all sorts of reasons, building their brands. They don't call it a branding strategy, as I said. They just call it, you know, they're just building their profile. They're being good corporate citizens. It's great for attracting team members. It's a great for attracting customers. So the days of just having a nice mailbox and a pretty entrance have certainly gone. You know, they're building these online profiles. And local ag will just be another way to do that, and to allow commerce, you know, the exchange of goods, services, and a safe way to make payment. I think in rural Australia, you know, we do a lot of business over the fence. There's a lot of business happens over the fence, and that's increasing. The rural Australians, they'll be there to fight the fire. They'll be there to help each other during flood. You know, they'll trust each other with their life. They'll trust each other with their wife. But occasionally, when it comes to payment, we might have some reservations. So this system allows that to allow all of that to come together.
What's the outreach going to look like outside of the hay world? You're very connected. That's what the podcast does. That's what your interactions with AFIA does. It gets you connections within the hay world. What does that look like for the rest of ag?
For the vast majority of our clients, like 99% of our clients, hay is a minor part of their business. You know, we've got over 200,000 tonnes advertised on our Feed Central website now. The support that we'd really love from our clients is for them to list their secondhand machinery, list some grain, list some seed they might be trying to market. So I think one of the reasons why this can be successful is through our existing client base and encouraging each one of our clients to list something on the platform. You know, so many of the clients have built a relationship with us. There's a vast majority of cases, there's a really strong trust with Feed Central in terms of the money, the payments, in terms of the transaction, in terms of the transport, and the personal relationship between Feed Central and the client, and our staff and the client and so forth is so strong. So, you know, we would like to see all of our clients or, you know, a good number of our clients list something else on our system as soon as they're invited to and as soon as it's launched. You know, so that's the fact that there's such a, that for the majority, vast majority of our clients, hay is such a small part of their business, they can just add something else on and list something else on the system and take that Feed Central relationship the next step into local ag.
For those who prefer account managers and people who are actively watching the hay marketplace, is that going to go anywhere?
Oh, no, that stays exactly where it is, JP. It's a really important part of our business. It's where we've come from. You know, the Feed Central business, the Feed Central people are exactly, you know, where they are, where they need to be. Their expertise around the hay market will absolutely stay in place. And they'll be available on the phone, on the text, on the emails. You know, we've got Nev sitting up in his office, his home office these days, and his main role is customer service. And And, you know, I don't think you get a more experienced hay salesman anywhere. You got Anthony in the office here in Toowoomba almost every day and then traveling around clients. You've got Dave who's, you know, traveling more and more as he manages the sales team and gets a on the farm and so forth as the national sales manager. You got Alex in the south servicing the southern clients. And then you've got Steve travelling all over the country. And then we've got a whole team of what we call rover inspectors that are part-time and fully trained inspectors, you know, for hay. The Feed Central e-commerce platform, hay trading platform, there will be some listings that aren't suitable for Feed Central that will go across to local ag. And, you know, we'll manage that process really smoothly. So, yeah, good question. The Feed Central team's absolutely there. With full expertise and knowledge around that hay market, absolutely.
And then are you expanding that expertise and knowledge to the other parts of ag that you're now serving?
You know, I think the bare brutal facts around that, JP, is that this is a big investment. It takes a lot of coin and a lot of cash flow to get this up and running. We've got a really strong commitment to the existing team. As local ag proves successful, there'll be additional team members added to support the ongoing development of Feed Central and local ag. For the time being, the team that's in place is a great team and full knowledge. There's capacity there. They're ready to go. They're ready to grow. And they'll be able to service the clients more than adequately.
Are there any logistics involved with that logistics facilitation that Feed Central does? Does that carry over to local ag?
Yeah. There will be on local ag, there'll be an option for clients to be able to either organise their own truck, use their own truck that, you know, a lot of them have got their own transport, so that'll be available to them. They can use their own transport. There's no rules around that. If they don't have their own truck or it doesn't suit them and they want some help, there'll certainly be an option to phone us and to connect to us through the platform for us to organise the transport. You know, we've got carriers all over the country with the hay business, and we've got people dedicated to transport and logistics. So it's a relatively simple process for us. So that'll certainly be an option for transport and logistics, definitely.
I understand that there's someone named Kev. Who is that?
Kev. He's an interesting character. So Kev's our robot, and he's a robot with a personality. At the moment, when I am talking and interacting with Kev in the test sessions, to me, he's like a junior trader. You know, you get that junior trader and he's not quite sure who the buyer and who the seller is. But he's this robot that's just getting smarter and smarter. And so as we test him, he's learning. When Kev's ready, I'm pretty sure it'll be for launch, then Kev will be introduced to our clients. And so he's the chat function. He's the robot in the background. And so Kev's going to be pretty cool because when clients are chatting, if something's going a bit haywire and, you know, say, for example, two clients have agreed on a price but there's no delivery date, Kev will come into the conversation and say, hey, guys, great to see that you've got a price, you know, you've agreed on a price, but, you know, what delivery date and who's doing the transport? And so Kev will ask those questions to keep the conversation going. So it's not just like a Facebook Marketplace chat where you do the deal on Facebook Marketplace, but no one knows when they're coming, when they're picking up. And then Kev develops the contracts. So Kev's this, like, let's call him a junior trader at the moment in a historical sense, but he's learning and he's becoming smarter all the time. And his job is just to guide that contract through and then to develop the contract and send it out to people. Of course, Kev will be monitored by humans here in the background. Our trading team will be keeping an eye on him. And if there's anything that's not quite right in Kev's conversations, the sales team will intervene and everything will be corrected. So I reckon Kev's going to be a huge amount of fun and we're going to test him and get him right.
Local ag comes with AI integrated.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. Yeah, like, but it's not scary AI, you know, like it's useful AI. So he's learning the whole time. He's going to take the conversation through a chat. So it comes with AI integrated. Yep. And we're going to keep a really close eye on it and make sure that it's working properly along the way.
The example that you gave with Facebook Marketplace, I have this problem all the time communicating with customers and the conversation just drops. You'll be messaging back and forth and you have a price and a time and a date and then they never show up. It seems to me that having something to facilitate that conversation and keep poking the participants and engaging the participants will help facilitate those relationships and agreements.
Yeah. Well, this is what's really unique with local ag, and we couldn't find a chatbot anywhere in the world that we could just buy off the shelf. Because some of the code, you know, as you might know, JP, some of the code you can sort of go and buy it off the shelf, or you'll get some, you know, you'll get someone in Uzbekistan or someone to develop it. But all our code's been developed in Australia and by local people here in Toowoomba. Kev, the chatbot, we couldn't find him to buy him anywhere. We had to develop it ourselves. And the unique thing about Kev is that it's a three-way chat. So buyer, seller, and Kev having a chat. If you think about, you know, Facebook Marketplace and everything else, it's just, you know, two people having a chat. This is three people having a chat, but it's also where, you know, our team can see and monitor the chats, and, you know, it will be widely advised when people sign up to local ag and they're involved in local ag, and as the conversations are happening and people are interacting, that our team will be monitoring those conversations. And you could say that's Big Brother, but I think just it adds so much security to the system. So if there's, you know, if there's someone on there scamming it, our team will recognise that because they'll be monitoring it. If there's somebody, and Kev will have some smarts built in to monitor for those scams as well. But most importantly, we've got the human eye in the background, keeping an eye on those cats, on those chats, keeping an eye on the contracts, keeping an eye on the transactions to make sure that they're all responding properly. It's agricultural trade. It's agricultural commerce. Stuff does go wrong. There are rain events. There is weather damaged product. You know, cattle do all of a sudden, they're in the yards, but then the gate breaks, so they're not in the yards. Stuff happens, right? And we all know that. So when things go wrong, our phone number and a help desk and even a contract dispute resolution will be all part of local ag. So the team of people behind it, we know that stuff goes wrong, and, you know, there'll be a first touch point that people can contact us when stuff does go wrong, and then we'll take that to the next level with a contract and dispute resolution process. It's not just another marketplace with, you know, there's people, everyone in our business has been in the agricultural trade for a long, long time, and we know that stuff can go wrong, and subsequently, you know, we'll have the system, the manual system, the IT tech in place, but most importantly, the manual systems and the human oversight, just to overcome any of those obstacles that may present themselves in the physical day-to-day transaction and delivery, execution, contracts, etc.
But where's the name come from?
So, you know, yeah, going back to Kev, JP, it's a good question. I think in 2021 we were sitting in this room in the office here, and we were developing the concept of local ag. We were developing the concept of a chatbot that helps, and we're throwing designs for the logo around between us because we'd had some early designs of the logo come in. And our marketing manager at the time runs a successful marketing business in town now, Maddie, and a lot of clients would have had a lot of interaction with Maddie over the years. She did a lot of different jobs. And we're throwing this idea around, and the team is saying, so Tim, you know, what do you want the chatbot to do? And I was like, we can't have a typical chatbot, you know, like it's got to be personalised. It, in this is sort of, you know, 12 months, 18 months before the concept of AI came in. And, it, you know, I was saying it has to be personalised. It has to know about hay, and it has to know about farming, and it has to know about, you know, rural Australia. We can't have some just robot just answering questions willy-nilly. And then it has to be authentic, and it has to be friendly, and it has to be really, really useful and really informative. You know, it has to know about our river systems. It has to know about our soil types. It has to know about our tree types. It has to know where our towns are. And the team are going, you know, something called AI, it's coming. You know, we might be able to link into that. And then at the same time, you know, that week, that we're having these meetings. My father was dying in the hospital, which is sort of, you know, 10 minutes from the office. And Dad had worked in the business, you know, with quite a few of the staff members over the years. And, you know, they were telling stories about my father, whose name was Kevin, who just passed on all this knowledge. And he really, you know, spent a lot of time here, did all our gardens, did our mowing, and worked in the hay shed and helped clients. And but he'd spend a lot of time just talking to the team, and he'd take new team members out on farm because him and Mum did a lot of inspections when they were a little bit younger as the business was going. They, you know, their grey nomad travelling the country experience was inspecting hay for Feed Central as we were getting going and supporting Megan and I as we're starting this business and having a family and all of that sort of stuff. And the team are going, so you want a robot that's Kev? And I was going, yeah, we want a robot that's Kev. And then Maddie said, let's just call him Kev. Let's call the robot Kev. And I'm like, oh, I'm not sure that that's appropriate. And we went through it and like the team was like, yeah, the robot has to be Kev. The robot has to be Kev. The robot has to be Kev. So, you know, it was a really a special name, I suppose, because, and it's a name held in highest regard because a lot of our clients, like Dad was played AFL footy all through Southern New South Wales and Victoria as a young bloke. He was a well-regarded farmer down there. He was a well-regarded farmer up in Queensland. He then came into Feed Central in his retirement years in a voluntary role, you know, inspecting and sweeping our floors and mowing our grass and driving the kids to school and all that sort of stuff when we were too busy. And he just knew all this stuff and he was really friendly and could answer lots and lots of questions. So the team sort of decided to name it Kev, the robot Kev. So, yeah, it comes from a really special place, the Kev name. So, but it also emphasises just how important it is for this robot to be friendly, smart, useful, answer questions appropriately. And so that's going to be cool to see that take off. That's going to be really, really fun to watch that grow. We call him a junior salesman at the moment, but we'll see. We'll keep a close eye on him and train him and teach him and we'll see where it goes.
What a wonderful story. We've talked about a lot of things in this episode, but if there's three things that you want to leave in a listener's mind, what are those three things?
Oh, yeah, JP, it's been a great opportunity to talk to you today. A couple of key takeaways is that local ag is a new, safe and simple marketplace, really simple to use, and it's got a lot of safety features built in. Most importantly, I think it's backed by real people. The team here, the traditional Feed Central team, are going to put their full elbow grease behind it and make it work. And if something goes wrong, there'll be a way of sorting that out. And I think that's really important to people. And there's a real Aussie family behind it, you know, like my wife and I and the kids and the whole Feed Central team and all of their families are absolutely behind it and backing right into it. And, you know, the final point is that Feed Central continues here, business is normal for Feed Central. So, you know, I think it's, you know, great new innovation coming to ag and it's business as normal for Feed Central and the team. So, and with a whole heap of excitement thrown in for 2025.
Tim, thank you for sharing these stories today. Again, I've been joined by Tim Ford, the managing director and owner at Feed Central and now local ag. A big thank you for joining us today and sharing this exciting update. This podcast is proudly presented by Feed Central. Stay tuned in for upcoming episodes.